Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Monday, December 8th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. The owners of a network of nursing homes in California have faced allegations about mistreatment of elderly patients for years. Advocates say it involves some of the worst negligence they've seen.
But they also say that a lot of these problems in some form tend to plague a lot of nursing homes.
We speak with a journalist who dug through records to find out more about these complaints and how the state has responded. We'll have that conversation in just a moment.
As 2025 comes to a close, KVPR hopes you'll consider the impact public radio has had for you in the past year, and that you'll consider starting a new monthly gift of support now. KVPR is 100% community funded for the first time in its history. That means the news coverage you depend on relies on all of us. Join now at kvpr.org or on the KVPR app.
And now to our feature story. If the time comes when you have to put a loved one in a nursing home, it's reasonable to expect that they'll be taken care of. But a number of nursing homes in California have faced lawsuits for negligence and elder abuse, including some here in the San Joaquin Valley. And there's a common thread among many of these claims. 78 nursing homes in the state are affiliated with a man named Shlomo Recknitz, or his wife. Multiple juries have confirmed abuse at these senior homes that resulted in payouts in the millions to families. Recknitz has denied all allegations, according to court documents reviewed by our news partner, CalMatters. Jocelyn Wiener has covered the Recknitz cases for CalMatters over the last several years, and today we are discussing her latest piece titled, "He Built a Nursing Home Empire Despite State Investigations." Now, lawsuits are piling up. Jocelyn starts our conversation by giving us a little more background on who Shlomo Recknitz is.
In 2014, Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general at the time, attempted to prevent him from purchasing new homes. And she called him at the time a serial violator of rules within the skilled nursing industry, which his attorney referred to as defamatory. And in 2018, the state auditor's office found his companies had significantly higher rates of federal deficiencies in complaints compared to the rest of the state's nursing homes.
In 2021, you also did some in-depth reporting on Recknitz. Can you give us an overview of what you found then? Because you've been covering this person for some time.
So in 2021, we did a series of stories documenting that the State Department of Public Health had allowed Recknitz and his companies to operate 18 nursing homes while delaying a decision on granting them a license for many years. And in some of the homes, the state had kept the license applications in pending status for more than 7 years, but he was still operating them. And then in others, Recknitz and his companies were allowed to continue operating 5 homes after the state denied licenses to them.
Okay, so bringing us to today, you recently did some follow-up reporting on Recknitz and activities at some of the locations he helps operate. So what made you want to do this follow-up now, and what did you find?
After we did this story, the governor signed a law meant to address the issue, but in 2023, the state regulators granted Recknitz's companies the licenses to operate the homes. So then, fast forward to this year, I started hearing about a variety of lawsuits related to the homes that had recently been granted licenses, and I was intrigued. So a couple of the lawsuits already resulted in jury verdicts. One jury in LA awarded $2.34 million to an 84-year-old nursing home resident, finding that the facility had violated her rights on 132 occasions. And then that was in February 2024. 6 months later, An Alameda County jury found another facility had violated the rights of a 71-year-old man more than 1,400 times, including seven instances in which staff failed to transport him to chemotherapy appointments. And he ended up dying after the development of a large pressure sore. His family was awarded $7.6 million. And then there have been other cases referencing repeated rapes of dementia patients, excessive sedation leading to death, and just serious neglect and negligence. And I would note one of the interesting findings in this is that according to financial statements that Recknitz and his wife submitted to court, they are worth at least $750 million.
Wow. Okay. So those examples you gave are also in your report, and they're pretty eye-opening. I want to note that Recknitz and his wife are listed among the owners at 78 different nursing home facilities in California, as you mentioned, and six of those are actually in our coverage area. That includes locations in Kern, Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties. And as you mentioned, you reviewed several lawsuits. One of those was actually the case of Barbara Pendley. She was living at the North Point Healthcare and Wellness Center in Fresno, and she allegedly died after suffering severe dehydration. Can you tell us a little more about her case?
Yeah, sure. Just from reading over the complaint, it says that she was a relatively healthy 78-year-old, and then in July of 2021, she suffered a stroke and fell. And then in August, her doctors thought she was well enough that they discharged her to North Point to continue recovering. Because of her impairment from the stroke and some medications she was on, she was deemed extremely susceptible to dehydration and pressure sores, which are very dangerous to nursing home patients who cannot move themselves. The complaint says staff did not attend to those needs and, quote, simply treated her as a bag of flesh in a bed. Wow. And it says the only word she could say after the stroke was help, and she started saying it repeatedly. Eventually, she lost so much weight and deteriorated so much that she returned to the hospital, where doctors found that she was suffering from severe dehydration and renal failure. And she ended up dying at the end of that month. I should note that the attorneys for the facility in Recknitz deny all those allegations.
So that leads me to ask, are these types of alleged systemic problems mostly isolated to homes run by Recknitz, or are these types of issues being seen at other nursing homes across California?
A lot of the experts and advocates I've spoken with think that Recknitz's facilities are some of the worst in the state, and he certainly has a reputation. But they also say that a lot of these problems in some form tend to plague a lot of nursing homes. That said, we did do an analysis of the state's data and found that his facilities tend to receive significantly more citations for facility reported incidents than the state average, and they get fined more often and more money and have lower star ratings.
You know, I thought it was interesting that Recknitz's lawyer said to you by email that his nursing homes are actually being targeted by abusive lawsuits. What did you make of that?
There is no doubt that I'm sure there are lawsuits out there that are frivolous, but I think the attorneys and advocates would argue that the facts of these cases speak for themselves, and at least two juries recently have clearly agreed.
Yeah. He also noted that Recknitz and his wife are passive owners who don't have control over operations. Is that right?
So they do work with a management company owned by a man who has been Recknitz's accountant. So in terms of day-to-day operations, there is a management company, but I would say that the idea that Recknitz is not involved differs from what other sources have told me over the years.
Sure, and I'm sure being an owner inadvertently makes you responsible, of course, at least to a certain degree. Yeah. Another interesting thing in your report, you state that the State Department of Public Health has declined interviews about licensing issues related to Recknitz. They also declined an interview for your most recent story. Did they say why?
No, they did not. We've asked them repeatedly over the years to answer questions about this situation, and they do send responses, but only in email, never over the phone. They won't say why. I will say in my experience that state agencies are often more interested in weighing in on stories that make them look good than on stories that don't.
Sure. Before I let you go, Jocelyn, I'm curious for anyone who might be listening to this conversation who's maybe in a position to put a family member or a friend into a nursing home, based on all the reporting you've done, do you have any advice or resources if someone wants to make sure they're placing their loved one in a nursing home with a good track record?
So if it were me, I would start by looking at CalHealthFind, which is on the CDPH website, and make sure you know what the facility's track record is. You can put in its name and find out if it's been fined, have there been serious violations, who owns it. I would want to know who owns it. And then I'd probably personally also scour online reviews and news articles and ideally talk to families who have had loved ones staying there or the people themselves.
Jocelyn Wiener, health reporter with our news partner CalMatters. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that is today's show. If you have feedback or a story idea, we would love to hear from you. Email podcast@kvpr.org. And if you like what you've been hearing, help us continue our momentum by leaving a 5-star rating in your podcast app, or even better, share the podcast with a friend. We really appreciate it. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden, Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.